Wattle Creek, written by Fiona McCallum and read by Jennifer Phyletic. Perhaps you have trouble sleeping. Sometimes don't want to get out of bed in the mornings. Headaches, feeling of general lowness. These are just a few of the many symptoms of depression. Some people experience some or all of these and others. The important thing is to recognise when there are feelings and behaviours you don't like and want to change. That's what we work on together. Damien thought she was making a bit of sense, but he still didn't know what to say. He didn't even know why he was there. Everyone had bad days, and everyone he knew managed to get on okay. Damien didn't know what he'd been thinking, making an appointment. He was fine. He should leave and stop wasting everyone's time. But he couldn't seem to make himself move from the chair. He felt so heavy, like he was tied to the bloody thing. So are there any feelings or emotions you'd like to discuss?
No, he said. I'm fine.
And wondered if he sounded convincing. The psychologist was getting up. Damien thought she might have finally realised he was wasting her time and she was about to tell him his time was up. He felt a little disappointed. But no, she was going to the filing cabinet.
Great ass, he thought. Thanks for the view.
He looked away from the back of her smooth grey skirt, not because it was the right thing to do, but because he didn't want to get sprung and be given another lecture about practitioner-patient do's and don'ts. He decided his lap was the safest place to look and was shocked at how filthy with grease his nails were, almost as bad as if he'd just given the cops his fingerprints. No matter how much he scrubbed, they always looked the same. His mum was forever having a go about it. But that was one of the things about country blokes. We'd rather have permanent ground-in grease and grime than look like a big girl by wearing gloves. Momentarily distracted, he was startled to find he was being handed sheets of paper and the psychologist was explaining that they were a type of journal with a list of symptoms with rows of boxes next to them for days of the week. She said she wanted him to fill it in with how he felt each day and also what had caused the feeling, if he knew. She also added that if he ran out of space, to continue on his own paper. How much was she expecting him to write?
Bloody hell, Damien thought. Doesn't half want much.
He would take the pages, but with no guarantee he'd do it. Far too busy. Seconds later, they said goodbye, and Damien was heading back to reception to hand over his Medicare card.
Shit, he thought. How had she conned him into booking another appointment next Monday? There wasn't even anything wrong with him.
As he walked back to the reception desk, which seemed like miles with everyone staring at him, he carefully folded the bits of paper. The last thing he wanted the desk wenches to know was that he had homework and what it was.